It's Saturday.
Yes. Hey, Paisley.
Hey, Ava.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I got a pink drink, so I'm happy now.
You did. Guys, we're recording a twofer today, and so...
we needed our pickup.
We just finished recording the first episode, so we DoorDashed some Starbucks, and...
to pick us up.
Yeah, and I got... it has
definitely picked us up.
It has picked us up off the floor. I got a strawberry acai. As you can see, it's gone. They forgot my lemonade. Can you believe that?
That's so sad. And depressing.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
I literally clicked on the one that said with lemonade.
Yeah.
And they gave me no lemon. Why am I about to cry?
Don't cry, Ava. It's going to be okay.
It was so sad. Like, literally first world problems. I'm like, they forgot my lemonade and my Starbucks drink. What am I going to do?
At least it picked you up. Anyways, what are we talking about today, Ava?
Oh, we're just going to jump straight.
We can.
Into it.
I mean, why not?
I thought we were going to, like, chat for a little bit.
About what?
Oh, our lives.
Okay.
Just so the people feel more connected to us.
I get it. I would want to feel connected to me too. Edit cut.
Edit cut. Edit cut. Yeehaw.
Did you see me just like bite aggressively?
Yeah, you were like so feisty of you. Guys, Paisley has become more and more feisty as I've gotten to know her, and I really think...
I think it's the influence you've had on me.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because
I've definitely
you are feisty.
I am spicy. My parents were actually... They had a whole conversation.
Yeah.
About how, like, you're the super sweet one,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm the spicy one.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
the sugar and spice, you know? That's us.
Bro, what? Wow. We are the same.
Yeah.
In that regard. I think something happened along the way where our method of communication has fully just, what's it called? Shifted to literally just telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, there's
I'm not
times,
even kidding.
There's times when, like, what is it? Like, we'll
just be talking. We'll be like, oh my gosh, you know when you,
and then I'm like, yeah. And then you're like, yeah.
Like, I won't even finish my sentence.
And then
she
we just
knows
stop
what
talking.
I'm talking.
That's
about.
The end of the conversation. It's just like, okay, wait, let's see if we can do it right. Okay.
So, you know, when
it's,
we were,
it's
like walking, and then the girl with the...
Yeah. I remember, that was so funny.
You should talk about that. You should tell the story.
Okay. So, basically...
Wait, what? I forgot what happened 5 minutes ago.
No, I didn't forget.
Okay.
So, basically, you know, we had just finished recording the first podcast episode.
Go check it out if you haven't.
If you haven't.
It's up and you should.
It's good.
So.
We just talked and had conversations and yeah. So you should listen to it.
Don't downplay our episode, Paisley.
I'm sorry.
It was great.
I know. I'm saying it was great.
Okay.
I said you should go watch it.
It was a great conversation.
There was lots of burps.
We talked about, there was a ton of burps.
Yeah.
If you're watching YouTube, which if you're not, you totally should because then you can like.
You can see our beautiful faces.
I know you need to and you want to. And anyways, there were so many times where I had like little micro burps.
Yeah.
So I would like turn away from the microphone because like as blessed as you would be to have that in your life, like I didn't want you to. I didn't want you to have to hear my burps all the time. So I like turn my head away from my mic and I would just burp silently to myself. And there were so many times.
But there were so many times where you like you took your mic with you. So like... So if you're watching this, you'll see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But she would, like, do that to, like, go. But she would, like, take her mic with you. So she was, like...
where I literally was just, like... which, like, what's the point of...
like that. We're humans. Everybody burps, guys. Excuse us if
everybody
it offended
poops.
You.
You heard that song where it goes, everybody poops. That's a thing in case you wanted to know.
I did not need to know that, but thank you for that information.
I'm blessing you with my knowledge.
She is really good at song finding songs. Wait. She's really good at...
song finding songs.
She's good at... finding songs.
Okay, you know what I want to know?
What?
Is if, like... so if you watch the YouTube videos, does the fact that we have different mics, does that
bother
you? does that disrupt the aestheticness of the film shot thing? Because I was thinking about it and I was like, I think I would cry if I was watching a video and they had two different mics. Like, it'd be fine if mine was black, because then but it's like, yours is black and mine is silver. But there's a
wait,
reason.
Wait, we should name them.
There's a reason for that. We name the mics.
Them. Yeah.
Mine is Gerald.
Mine is
Shelby, I feel like.
Well, I knew it was going to be an S name, but I don't know if I feel how I feel about Shelby.
Sally? Sally Sue?
Serena. No, that's bad.
Selena Gomez. Your mic. Oh, I have a story time. So the reason
I didn't get to finish telling my story.
Well, oh, yeah, go ahead. We got on a whole other tangent. So
yeah,
I didn't know
what the heck?
It's all my fault, guys.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I do nothing right.
No, that's not true. Okay, wait, hang on. I feel like this is bugging me, so I need to do this. I don't know if that's going to help anything. Okay. That's better. I'm still going to hold on to it because I respect my father and his things.
Oh, yeah, these are your dad's mics.
Hey, Dad, if you're watching
Shout out, Cody. Really,
I love you. I'm holding on to it. I just had to say I love you.
Cody was, he was actually such a lifesaver in the process of this because literally we sat down. The reason why we don't have the same mics in the first place is because for some reason, Apple, if you're listening, I'm going to need you to change. I'm going to need you to fix it. Figure it out, please, because I was on the floor of my bedroom for 3 hours trying to figure out why your computers don't work. Love you, however.
What's that?
However. So I'm using my MacBook to record into GarageBand for the podcast.
Correct.
And I bought the same cute little pink condenser microphone.
They were
for both
cute.
Of us. They were so cute. They were so tiny.
And they were like good to hold and like.
Yeah. And these ones are great. Yeah. But they're just big and anyways. So apparently on a MacBook, when you have two of the same microphone, it only recognizes it as one microphone, not two separate ones. So I couldn't get it to work for the longest time. And so I came over here and we sat down with your dad and he helped us for like, what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
It was like something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, imagine if we didn't test anything. And assumed everything was fine. Like, we would have sat down and I would have been trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Sorry. We are back. My microphone is having
technical
some issues.
Difficulties.
But that's okay. We were talking about, your dad, how he helped us. And saved our lives. But it was crazy. I think it was totally like the Holy Spirit because I was just sitting there. I had just got the other microphone in the mail and I was like, I should make sure that this works. And I'm so glad I did that because if I would have just come and been like, like I sat there for literal hours trying to figure it out. And I didn't know when I ordered it that for it to work, you have to have two different microphones when you're recording on a Mac. Which, like, why does it do that? Because I did so much research, and that's literally the only reason why it wasn't working. I did everything else right, and it was literally like, oh, yeah, it's just, like, a MacBook thing. And I was like...
the moment of silence, and then the...
Anyways, it's fine. We got it working, thanks to your father. Also... shout out to your sister as well because she's letting us use her mic.
She's such a doll.
Literally such a lifesaver because your dad is letting us use this mic. Yes. And if your sister didn't let us use this mic, we would have been like passing it back and forth.
Right. We would have been like, so Jesus loves you.
Like, yeah. So big shout out to both of them. I love your family.
I love your family. I love my family too.
Yeah.
I love them a lot.
Yeah. Like, no, I feel like I always say, like, I love your family so much.
Right.
It makes me sound like I don't love my family. I do.
No.
I promise.
We both love our families and each other's families.
Yes. So much.
So much.
You don't even know. Yeah. Oh, you didn't even actually tell your story.
Should we just not? I mean, we can. But
yeah.
It's fine. We can. Okay.
Or do you want? You don't have to. We can. We've talked long enough. So if you don't want to, we can.
She said, No, it's fine. We don't have to. I just want to get right into it, honestly.
Okay, let's do it. We don't have to.
Okay. Why are we so stinking cute? Okay.
Why are we? Okay. So I'm thinking you should fold the legs in so it's not wobbling around and being crazy. Okay. So Paisley tried to get right into it earlier and I kind of shut her down. So what are we talking about today, Paisley?
Today we're talking about lukewarm Christianity. What are we talking about today, Ava?
Lukewarm Christianity.
Wow, you said that so like elegantly. It was like royal. You were like, lukewarm Christianity.
If you're lukewarm, we're gonna talk to you.
What is lukewarm Christianity? What is all in Christianity? What is,
yeah,
what does that look like? We're gonna talk about all of it.
All the things.
So let's
dive in. Yeah. All right. Do you want to read the scripture or do you want?
I can read the scripture.
Okay. Oh. I thought you were gonna high five me, so I stuck my hand out and you put yours down.
I was high fiving you, but then. Okay.
I went for like a tiny little tap so it wouldn't make our mics explode, but then you put your hand down, so then I didn't know what to do.
Okay, wait, what are we starting with?
The Isaiah 29:13.
Okay. Wait, is that what we're starting with? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The first scripture. I feel like there's gonna be lots of scripture in this episode.
Probably.
But the first one that we're
pause.
Talking about.
I want to preface this really quick. Little what's it called? Disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of an intense topic, especially because in our culture today, lukewarm Christianity is so normalized. It's so normalized, and we really want to shed some light on that today, and really just acknowledge, like, okay, this isn't normal.
Like, right?
It's not. And so, we just really want to. Like, sorry, I'm like out of breath for like no reason.
It's okay.
We went on a walk right before we recorded this episode, and so I'm still like recovering apparently. But I just want to say, like, we talked about this in last week's episode and even our trailer of just how, like, we don't want to condemn. That's not our motivation. That's not our intention. We never want to make anyone feel judged or anything like that because of the things that we're choosing to speak on.
Right.
However, there are things when it comes to your faith, when it comes to Christianity, like, we want to help you guys grow, and that requires some hard conversations.
Yeah.
It just does. And that's just the reality of what it looks like following Jesus. We see so many examples of Jesus in the Bible where he's like, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
We see Jesus challenge people, but he never ever did that in a condemning way where it was like, you know,
it was never like a mad father kind of thing of like, don't do this, don't do that. It was always just like that loving father that was like, hey, I want the best for you. This is what is best for you. I know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
Trust me, kind of thing. Totally. You know, so
so we just want to put that out there. Our motivation is not to judge, make you feel condemned, or like there's no point of return for you. Like, we're having this conversation so that if this is you, you can recognize that.
Yeah.
And we want to challenge you to grow, to have, to get to your fullest potential in your faith.
Right.
To get to the root of who Jesus really says you are and everything that he has for your life. It's not to make you feel judged or to say you're such a bad Christian, you're a horrible person. Like, I just want everyone to understand that.
Right.
Because I have a YouTube channel, for those of you who don't know, and I get comments all the time of people being like, you know, you're so judgmental and like, you know, whatever. And just like,
there's grace.
You're
here.
Just doing this for attention. Yeah. And it's like, no, I want you guys to understand.
Right.
My genuine heart behind everything that I do, this podcast, my YouTube channel, like, everything that I'm putting out into the world is all to help you understand how much Jesus loves you.
Right.
And I want to get the hard conversations out of the way so that you can experience the fullness of his love.
Mm.
So we're going to get into the scripture now, but I just wanted to put that out there.
There's no judgment here. At
no
all.
Judgment. You're safe here. You're welcome here. Yeah. Like, you don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, you're accepted yeah. in this place, right. in this environment. So read us our scripture, Paisley.
Okay. Isaiah 29:13 says, "And so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote."
Dang. That's some scripture right there.
Rote, for those of you who don't know what that means.
It kind of just means, like, it says the Greek version, like for the footnotes, it says the Greek version reads, "Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God."
Yeah. So it's kind of forced. Like, it's not genuine. Yeah.
It's kind of like in the Pharisee. In the Pharisees? In the Gospels, where it talks about, like, the Pharisees and how they teach from a place of, like, all these doctrines that they've kind of taken from Scripture and kind of made it their own yeah. and preached it as this, like, super religious thing. I could be wrong about that, but to me that's what yeah. it sounds like. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. So yeah, that is deep.
That is so there's many ways we could go with that.
Right. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Yeah. Dang.
So, I think as people, as human beings, so often we, like, because we are imperfect human beings, like, things are going to happen in our lives where we just mess up, and that's okay. Like, that just happens. It's part of life. And I think so many times we can fall into that lukewarm lifestyle and not even realize it, you know? Yeah. It kind of happens when our passion or fire for Christ has died down and we don't make, you know, the effort to spiritually grow. Yeah. We kind of feel distant from God and have fallen into, like, unhealthy habits or, you know, things like that. We don't feel such an eagerness to be in His Word. That's a big one. Yeah. And our prayer time can feel boring and, like, something that we're only doing to check off the list, and we lose our passion for that.
Yeah. I also think, like, an area where so many people get, like, lukewarm is because it's just, like, their parents' religion.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you grew up in a Christian household.
Yeah.
And your parents were super on fire. They loved the Lord so much. And, like, so you kind of took that on, like, okay, I guess I'm a Christian. Like, right. I guess I love Jesus. But you've never had...
experience that, it for yourself.
Yeah. That you've never had your own why.
Yeah.
And I think my pastor, our youth pastor, he was preaching a message, and he said something that I'll, like, never, ever forget. It was so good. But he said, it's really easy to get someone to stop doing something when they don't have a reason why.
Yeah.
And I think that's so true with our faith, is, like, if you just kind of take on your parents' religion or, like, things that your parents believed, it's so easy for you when you don't have your own experience, your own reason why you love the Lord, to just stop following Him altogether. Or maybe yeah. you just walk around and say, like, oh, I'm a Christian, but
right.
that's exactly what this verse is talking about. Like, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Yeah. Like, maybe you profess that you're a Christian and you say, like, I believe in Jesus, but
yeah.
you're not reading your Bible. You're not spending time with Him and in His Word. And yeah. those are all very important things to building a relationship with God. Yeah. And so, sorry, I just, like, anyways, yeah. I think that's a really big thing for a lot of people.
I think there's a difference between religion and saying you're Christian and saying you're religious and actually having a relationship, like an intimate relationship with God, where you're
yeah.
spending time with Him, where you're listening to what He has to say, where you're praying and talking to Him. And I think so many people, they do that, like this is saying, you know, they honor me with their lips with what they say. Yeah, they're Christian. They love the Lord. They go to church. But their hearts are not in the right place.
It's a heart issue.
Right. And they're not, they don't have that, like, relationship in their heart with Jesus.
Yeah.
And so that's what this is talking about. That's what lukewarm Christianity is. That is, it's the, how do I say this? It's the,
It's like not having had your own experience with the Lord and like his heart and what he's like, because we were even talking about this like on our walk a few minutes ago, just how like you can't be in the presence of the Lord and go unchanged.
Yeah.
Because his presence is so overwhelming in the best way possible, you know? And it's like, you cannot experience that and have a love encounter with the Father and then go, yeah, so I don't really like want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't really like, you know what I mean? Like and we can go into this later. We can go into it right now. But one of the reasons that I love the Lord so much and I believe in him so heavily and just like all the things is because when I was in seventh grade, I had a marking moment with the Lord that changed my life literally forever.
Yeah.
I grew up in a Christian home as a pastor's kid. Like, I knew Jesus was real and I loved him, but it was kind of like just what we were just talking about. It was like more my parents' religion than it was my own. Right. I didn't have relationship with God, so I couldn't love him to the full extent that I can now because I've had that encounter. I've had that experience where I'm like, no, God is loving.
Right.
Like, he came to me in a moment and spoke to me and told me how precious I was to him and how much he loved me.
Yeah.
And I was even having a conversation with my dad where, like, he was telling me, like, how one of his, I think it was one of his coworkers, asked him, like, how do you have, like, such good kids who just, like, love the Lord and, like, all these things? And he was like, it's nothing I did.
Right.
You know, like, you can't force someone to have that experience or that relationship. And he was telling me how he just left that up to God and was like, I trust you with my kids. Yeah. I trust you to have that relationship with my kids.
Yeah.
Because it's like I was just talking about, if you don't have a why,
right,
you can stop doing that so easily.
Yeah.
If Paisley's just bopping around going through life and she is just like, I think I believe in God. Yeah. And then I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. And then I'm like, well, you should stop.
Right.
She's going to be like, okay.
Right.
Because she, you know, she doesn't have that experience. She doesn't have that why. She doesn't have that reason.
Yeah.
And so I just think that's so powerful that my dad was like, telling me, you know, I trusted God to come to you and show himself to you. And he did.
Mm.
He did. It took up to the point where, like, I was in middle school and I was going through, like, just some crazy intense, like, self-image stuff, some body image issues. Yeah. And we're going to make a whole nother podcast episode on that. But it was so intense and so awful, and the Lord met me in the midst of that and just showed me, like, you're so precious to me, like, I love you so much. And I'll never forget, like, and this is kind of like a tangent and we can totally like get back on course after, but I just want to share, like, in that moment he came to me and he gave me this vision of, like, in Isaiah, I think it is, he talks about how God is the potter and we are the clay.
Yeah.
And he literally showed me a vision. I was on my face sobbing my eyes out, but he showed me this vision where it was just like a giant lump of clay and he was shaping it into me. And he was like, I worked so hard on you. I spent so much time on you. Like, you are so unbelievably precious to me. You're never going to know the fullness of my love.
Wow.
You're never going to understand how much I love you. Like, it's humanly impossible for you to understand just how much I love you.
Wow.
And I sat in that moment just like, oh my gosh. Like, I had never had an experience like that before where I understood how much I was missing out on something because I didn't understand. I hadn't had that experience yet. So all that to say, like, when you don't have that experience or that relationship with God, it is so challenging and so hard to maintain that relationship and really just, like, have that why. It's so hard to maintain that. And that's why this Bible verse is talking about, like, people that, you know, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Yeah.
We say we're Christian. We say we love Jesus, but we don't live that out. We don't, you know, we leave, you said this earlier, but, like, we go to church and we leave God there. Like, we don't take him with us. We don't let him affect our day and our life on a daily basis. And that's so, so important.
Yeah.
And I don't, sorry, I'm, like, talking my face off. I promise I'm almost done.
You're good. You're good. You're on fire. I love it.
Don't shut off on me.
Well, and I think, like you're saying, it does take seasons of difficulty or, like, hardships to need him.
Yeah.
And then once we realize that we need him, we, like, want him. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes it takes that, like, that pain and that just kind of, like, really difficult season to show you how much you actually need God in your life and how much it's not something that, like, that we can just, like, leave Jesus at church and wait till next Sunday to talk to him or to pray or to, you know, things like that. Like, we need him every single day and in everything we do. Like, and the best part is that he's so willing to, like, help us, and he wants us to need him, and he wants us to want him. And so I think that's the best part of that, that he really, like, cares so deeply and, like, wants to help us and wants to
like, he doesn't leave the hungry unsatisfied. And I don't want to come at this from an angle of, like, if you've never had an encounter with the Lord, you can never be a real Christian. Like, I don't want that to be the message you take away from this, because I don't ever want to say, like, you know, you can't have a real relationship with God until you've had a crazy experience. Because, like, the altar moments are amazing and they're so beautiful and they're so sweet, but at the same time, they can't be what we base our relationship with God off of. If I'm constantly just waiting for God to knock me off my feet and have me crying because he told me something so profound, I'm not gonna get that all the time. You know, it's kind of like, not every single meal that you eat is going to be the most delicious, amazing, satisfying meal you've ever had in your entire life. But you need every meal that you eat.
Yeah.
Every single day you eat on a daily basis. But it doesn't mean that it's going to be the most amazing thing you've ever tasted. You know, when I was in Hawaii with my mom this past summer, you know, they had these beautiful, like, acai bowls, and they had the, like, beautiful fruit arrangements, and they have a little flower on top, and it's like, not everything is going to be like that,
right?
And those altar moments are so important and they're so special, and we need to have those. But if we rely on them, like, that gets dangerous, because then it's like, then when you're in your room in your quiet place reading your Bible, like, if you're not sobbing your eyes out, you're going to be like, well, what happened, Lord? Yeah. Like, why are you not encountering me and changing my life every single day?
And we'll talk about this on another episode about just, like, having that hunger for God, too. And,
yeah,
like,
totally.
That's something that I definitely want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to read the
faux show
next? It's the one about how, like, I never knew you.
Ooh, yeah. What is it? Matthew?
It is Matthew 7, 21 through 23.
Sick.
This is a good Bible verse, guys.
Yeah. 21 through 23. Okay. Oh, thanks, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23 says, "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, so many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name.' But I will
just give it a second.
Okay. But I will reply, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws.'" That's crazy.
At the end of the day, do you know God? Do you have that intimate relationship with him? Like, you can go about your day saying your Christian, but do you pray on a daily basis? Do you talk to him on a daily basis? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you spending time in his presence? Are you welcoming him into your life? When the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something, do you listen?
Yeah.
Like, are you letting him change your life the way that he's meant to? Because this passage even talks about people who prophesied in Jesus' name. Right. They casted out demons. They healed the sick. They, you know, all these things, all these profound things that they're doing, but it's still saying that these people never had relationship with him. Yeah. He said that on judgment day, he's going to tell those people, I never knew you.
Right.
Like, spare yourself the time. Yeah. Like, imagine getting to heaven and instead of having to plead your case and be like, no, I promise I was a good person. I promise I was a Christian. I promise I did all these things. Just having the Lord be like, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you to, like, you know, come, you know, through the gates. Like, imagine what that must be like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And first of all, I just want to say, like, we're not, like, telling you, like, you need to rush. You need to, like, know God. Like, you need to, you know what I mean? Like, it's never too late. It's never too late on your journey with God, your age, you know, where you're at in life to have that intimate, like, genuine relationship with God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to be, like, forcing, I don't want to, like, scare you, you know, to be, like, well, you know, when judgment day comes and God's going to be like, I never knew you, you know, that better not be you. You got to get your life together now. No. God has a plan for everyone, and he knows, like, he knows the future, he knows your past, he knows your present.
Everything.
He knows everything, and
he still chooses you. He still wants you. He still desperately desires for you to know him.
Yeah.
And for him to know you, like, he still so desperately desires that. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, nothing matters.
Yeah.
Like, he's so forgiving and he's so loving. And while we don't want to sit here and be like, turn to the Lord and get your life together or you're going to hell, there is a real side to that.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is, the people who are lukewarm, like, hell is real. Hell is a real place. And again, just like Paisley said, we don't want to scare anyone. However, that is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many people, so many Christians shy away from that of like, I don't want to talk about hell. Yeah. I don't want to say that. But you look at the Gospels and Jesus is like, those people are going to go to the place where there's constant weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah.
And it's like, I also don't want to shy away from the fact that that's reality.
Yeah.
Hell is a real place. But guess what? So is heaven. So is heaven. Like, you know, he so desperately desires for us to be with him for all of eternity.
Right.
He doesn't want hell for us.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't. But it's real. Mm-hmm. It is. And, like, that's just the truth. And I don't want, again, I don't want to sit here and, like, be scaring you because, you know, pushing someone to a place of, you can't have fear out of love because the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So if you feel like in any way that you are driven by fear to, like, the Lord, like, I want to apologize on behalf of, you know, the church and, like, Christians everywhere. Like, fear should not be the reason why you come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, it just shouldn't. And I am so sorry if that has been your experience. But, like, you know, it's just, I keep burping. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, that's not what he has for you. He doesn't want you to be living in fear.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to show you his perfect love.
Right. Yeah. It's good. I think some of the points I want to make, first of all, when our faith feels dull, it helps to be aware of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, you know, what they always say, like, oh yeah, it's all in or all out or what, you know, and
yeah.
Yeah.
You're either in or you're out.
Yeah. And I think when you're kind of in the middle, it's like a lot of people just aren't aware of it. Yeah. So it helps to be aware of it. And we wrote some questions down to ask yourself.
Yeah. Because you might be sitting there like, well, how do I get aware?
Right.
How do I know? This is how. Ask yourself these questions. Really think about it. Yeah. Sorry.
You're fine.
You can go now.
You're fine.
Am I though?
Is God first in my life? Is he the center of my life? Is he first? Am I trying to please God or other people? I think that's a big one because a lot of people, they're saying they're Christian. They're saying they're all of these things. They go to church just so that other people will accept them. And it's like, no, that's not what it's about, you know?
Right. And that's exactly what we were talking about like 2 seconds ago is that's fear, not relationship. Right. So.
Yeah. Next question. How often do I read and study my Bible? Because like, I think so many Christians are like, oh yeah, like I read my Bible cause that's what we do. Mm-hmm. That's just, it's kind of, I have to, but there's something so special about reading your Bible. And it's like God will show you what he wants to show you in the, like as you're reading it or whatever, at the right time, in the right place. Like, you know what I mean? Like he will always show up and like speak to you through his word. And so that's why it's really important. And that'll be another episode, reading your Bible too.
Amen.
Amen. Preach. How often do I talk about Jesus to others during the week? That kind of speaks for itself.
You're so cute. I kind of really like you.
Oh, shucks. Thanks.
Yeah. Anyways, you can continue, but I just needed to tell you, like, you're really cute and stuff.
I think you're pretty awesome.
I think I love you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
We should let our love be known and made public.
Ava. There you go. I just told the world your middle name. It's a beautiful name, middle
you
name.
You did not.
She did.
Do you remember, like, as a kid? When it was like a big thing it was like
what's your
people couldn't
name?
Know your middle like, name. Be like,
I'm not telling you.
Try to guess. Like, why did we do that?
It's just a name. Okay.
Why was that ever a thing?
Back on track, guys.
Amen. We rebuke distraction.
You're literally distracting us right now, Ava.
I'm sorry.
Okay, back on track. Am I living a life submitted to the will of God, or am I merely saying I'm a Christian?
Sure.
Dang. Am I leading a kingdom lifestyle to the best of my ability?
Are you? I'm looking at you.
What is a kingdom lifestyle, Ava?
That's a great question. I think it means... That's a very loaded question.
Yeah.
It's a very loaded question. I mean, there's so many things in the Bible where it's like, this is how you lead a kingdom lifestyle. This is how you, you know, da da da. But ultimately, what it comes down to is doing everything within your human capability to look like Jesus and to walk like Jesus walked and to love like Jesus loved.
Yeah.
And so.
But don't be so hard on yourself because we are imperfect humans.
We are human. And like.
And we're not always going to get it right.
Right. And like, perfection. It's not an option for us, but that doesn't mean we can't still strive towards that and still strive to be like Jesus. Like, complete and total righteousness is never going to happen in a world full of lies and all these crazy things happening. Like, that's never going to be the reality, is just everyone living in perfect righteousness all the time. But that doesn't mean we can't strive for that. That doesn't mean that we can't give it all we have to be like...
Sorry, I just thought of something.
I think she just... thought of something she wanted to say, but like, you know, so I think it just means doing our best to constantly like look at the word, look what Jesus did, look at the lifestyle that he led and the way that he loved and the way that he walked, and go, in what way can I apply that to my life and live that out and show that to other people and live the way
be the hands of
Jesus calls me to.
Yeah. I was just going to add on to that because me and my mom were talking about this, and my sister, just last night, actually. And
wow.
Yeah. We were talking about how God doesn't want our 100% perfection. Mm. He wants our 90% because he knows that we can never get to that 100%.
Yeah.
Because we are imperfect humans and right. we mess up and we make mistakes and we literally can't get to that 100%.
Yeah.
So that's why, like you're saying, like striving for it, for that 90%, so that for the 95%. Yeah. Hey, you could go to 95%, you know. Yeah.
While also understanding that
right.
you're never going to get there because right. you don't want to be too hard on yourself.
Yeah. Giving yourself grace is yeah. important.
Yeah. Just like adding on to that, it's all about progress, not perfection. Yeah. Like right. that's, it's all about your heart posture. If yeah. your heart is in a place where you're striving to be
yeah.
who you are in the Lord to the best of your ability, whether or not you're doing that perfect, which mm. you never will,
right.
like the progress and the heart that you have towards it
yeah.
is what the Lord sees. We right. see in, I think it's 1 Samuel, how it says like the Lord looks at the heart while oh, yeah. man looks at the appearance.
Right.
And it's like,
that's so true.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. you know, I might see Paisley, like, you know, doing whatever she's doing and being like, oh, she's not, you know, she's not like doing things,
you know,
I just like, I started realizing that like I'll breathe and like hold it. So I have to like yeah. every once in a while. Anyways. But like if I look at Paisley from the outside and I'm like, she's not doing everything that she can. She can grow in this area and this area and this area. Like Facts. She could be doing so much better, Facts. But the Lord sees her progress and he sees her heart and the yeah. way that she wants to grow. And he says, that's good enough. Mm. That is good enough for me. Like, you know,
that's good.
So
yeah,
he sees what man might not, and he sees your heart and your yeah. willingness to grow. So don't be so caught up in like trying to get everyone to see like you're a good Christian, because honestly, like I've got caught up in that before where oh, it's yeah. like,
definitely.
I want everyone to see that I'm such a good Christian and that I'm such right. a woman of God. And it's like, okay, but it's time to have a check your heart moment. Like,
yeah.
are you living that out because you want other people to see that? Yeah.
It shouldn't be about gaining something
right.
for yourself.
It's like we live for one set of eyes and that's the Lord. It's like we live
yeah.
for an audience of one, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so those are some good questions to ask yourself. I think when we answer these questions, you know, the next step is kind of admitting and repenting to God and like saying, hey, because God knows all these things, you know, before you even realize it, but he wants that heart posture. He wants you to realize it and bring it to him. And just say, hey, God, I recognize that I have maybe not been all in, that I've maybe strayed a little bit. And he wants you to bring that to him because and accept his forgiveness. That's a big thing. He has so much forgiveness and grace on our lives that I think we forget and we like don't even realize how much forgiveness he yeah. has.
That's so true.
For us. And it's like, when you really think about it, it's just like,
it's so
you could good. you could make the same mistake over and over again. And,
ooh, sorry.
That was good. Okay, wait, hang on. I have something really good to say, but I need to, I wrote it down here. Oh.
You go,
oh,
queen.
Oh, I wrote it down here. No, I'm just kidding. I wrote it in here.
She was kidding.
Okay. Oh, yes. You can mess up a million times in life and make the same mistake, but it cannot mess up God's plan for you, and yeah. it cannot mess up
Come on.
His forgiveness for you. God knew, this is big, God knew that you were going to mess up before you even messed up.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Yeah, he has so much grace and forgiveness for us. Because he knows we're human and he knows that we will yeah. mess up and he loves us so dearly. And
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, once you accept his forgiveness and it's time to step into that freedom that comes with his forgiveness. Yeah. Because so many of us accept the forgiveness, but we are stuck in that place because we can't forgive ourselves.
Wow.
And we can't move on from that because that's what's comfortable.
Yeah.
And so that is probably the next step of actually taking that action and living it out in your life and living out, hey, God has forgiven me. I'm starting over. Today's a new day.
Yeah, come on.
And forgiving yourself and forgiving your, and having grace on yourself and saying, yeah, I am human. I do make mistakes, but you know what? I learn from them and I move on and I improve.
Yeah.
And you step into the freedom that his forgiveness brings.
Yeah.
And you don't go back to your old ways, you know?
Right. I think like accepting his forgiveness gives you the accepting his forgiveness and his love and his mercy, like that gives you the capacity to move on,
yeah,
and to step into the fullness of who he's called you, right, to be. Because when you're so caught up in like, oh my gosh, I messed up in this area, right, I did this, like when you're so caught up in that, it stunts your growth.
Yeah.
Like you can't continue to grow if you're so caught up in this place of like, oh, right, my gosh, I need to do this, and like, what about this, like I'm such a horrible person, I've done all these things, where the Lord, right, is like, hey, I've forgiven you.
Yeah.
Like God literally sent his son to die on the cross, right, so that you could have the freedom to move on and to say, okay, I did that. Like, yeah, Lord, I'm sorry. And you don't know how quick he is to forgive you and be like, it's okay. Like, you know, it's, it kind of reminds me of, there's a story in the Bible of the woman who was caught in adultery, and the Pharisees like bring her to Jesus, and he tells them like, the first one of you that is without sin, you can throw the first like stone at her. And obviously everyone has sinned, so right, none of them are able to like pick up the stone to like stone, yeah, her. And he asks her like, has anyone condemned you? And she says, no, my Lord. And he said, then neither will I. Like,
wow,
your sins are forgiven. Like, go, like, I forget exactly what he says, but it's something along, yeah, the lines of like, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
Like, he's so quick to forgive us. He's, yeah, so quick. Like, when you accept that, it gives you the, right, ability and the capacity to go, okay, I did that, but I'm learning, right, from that. I'm not going to do that anymore. And you get to move on in the fullness and the freedom of his presence and like what, right, he says. And it's just so, it's so wonderful and it's, yeah, so amazing. And when you understand that, like, it truly is a whole nother level of like freedom that you get to, right, experience.
Oh yeah. There's this thing that this pastor, I actually don't know who said this, but I know he's a pastor and an author, but I wrote it down because I'm like, this is good.
If anyone, I think, knows,
this, yeah,
let us know down below.
But it was good. I feel like it like kind of sums up everything we were saying. It says, he desperately wants to know you to know him. So many people believe in God, but they don't really. Okay, I'm going to start over.
You got this.
It says, he desperately wants you to know him. So many people believe in God, but they don't really know him. And because they don't really know him, they are lukewarm. The truth is, if you truly knew him, you couldn't be lukewarm or half-hearted. If you remain lukewarm, maybe it's because you don't know who God really is.
Dang, that's crazy.
I know, it's so true. I feel like I need to read that part again, because it's so good. The truth is, if you truly knew him, you couldn't be lukewarm or half-hearted.
Dang.
If you remain lukewarm, maybe it's because you don't know who God really is.
Wow, that's crazy. And that's like exactly what we were talking, right, about, of just like, when you have that experience of like being in his presence and experiencing the fullness of his love, like, mm-hmm, you can't go back. You can't, right, experience something like that and be like, okay, cool, I'm going to keep doing, right, that, and like, God, you can stay over here, I'm gonna, right, go like live my life. It's like, no, after, when you have an experience like that, it's like you are so like, oh my,
you're,
gosh,
like, how could I not,
yeah,
you know, you're just like why would I go back to my old ways, yeah, like it's just like, it just, it also like really truly knowing him, it brings so much like happiness and joy, and you don't feel, yeah, discouraged anymore. You don't feel this, you know, guilt, because you know his forgiveness, and you, yeah, you just like, there's just so much like joy and happiness that kind of comes with that, and it's so fulfilling, and you're like, yeah, like, why would I even, like, turn away from this? Why would I go back to my old ways?
Well, is there anything else? If there is, we can totally keep going.
I feel like that kind of summed it all up.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah. I mean, we could, let's see.
I think we should pray over the peoples if we're done.
I think so, too.
Well, do you want to start? And then I'll close?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm just kidding. Deareth Heavenly Fathereth.
So close to the mic, you're like, Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow our heads today.
Just kidding. My mic did not like that. She's freaking out now. I got so close and it was like freaking out. Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right, you guys. We're going to pray over you guys.
We're going to bless y'all in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay, you can go now.
Oh, thank you, God. We're just so grateful for everything that you're doing on this podcast, God. I just pray that the words that we spoke today, God, that they, you know, impacted or spoke to somebody listening to this, God, in some way. God, I just thank you for the forgiveness and the grace that you have on every one of your little children of yours. And that you just have so much love and forgiveness for them, God. We just are so grateful for that. God, I just pray that you would, that this would speak to them in some way, God, that through this podcast, they would really get to experience your forgiveness and that they would really get to kind of just like change, I don't know, the way they view Christianity and being lukewarm, God. I just pray that they would begin to step into the fullness of the forgiveness that you have for them, that in the freedom that you have for them, God, I just ask that, that there would be no more lukewarm. God, we ask for all in hunger, for all in devotion to you, God. We're just so grateful.
Yeah. Lord, we just thank you that you spoke through us today, Lord. Thank you for giving us the words to say, Lord. Mm-hmm. And I just thank you that we planted seeds, Lord. All the seeds that you planted, I just ask that you would continue to water those, Lord, and continue to give them the sunlight that they need and help them flourish and grow, Lord. And I just pray over every single person listening to this episode that they would just fall so madly in love with you, Lord. Would you just encounter them with your love, Holy Spirit? Mm. Would you come and would you show them who you are? Would you show them your heart, Lord? Would you give them that experience, that why, that reason, Lord, that they would just turn from their old ways and just go, like, just recognize that and say, like, why would I go back when I have my Heavenly Father who loves me so dearly?
Yeah.
So I just bless everyone who listened to this episode, Lord. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for the individual calling and blessing that is over every single person listening to this right now, Lord. And I just thank you. I thank you so much for your beautiful creations, Lord. I thank you so much for that. I thank you so much for each and every individual, Lord. Yeah. Like, you see every single person and you love them all so, so dearly. And you just, you're so desperate to know them. You're so desperate to have the opportunity to love on them and for them to receive that love, God. So we just thank you for speaking to us today, Lord.
Yeah.
We thank you for putting the words in our mouth, Lord. We thank you that you are the reason. You're so good, God.
Yeah.
And I just pray that everyone's eyes would be open to that, Lord, that you're not a tyrant. You're not someone who longs for control, Lord, but you want to love.
Yeah.
You have such a father's heart, Lord, and I just pray for that understanding to wash over the people listening to this, Lord, that they would just see your love, that they would experience your love, Father God.
Yeah.
And I thank you so much for this day and all the seeds that we've planted and the words that we got to speak today, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah. She's cutting out again. Okay.
It's okay. We're almost done.
Yeah. We're almost there. If you're hearing the fluctuation in my, like, voice, and it's my mic having problems. We've done everything we can. I can't quite figure out why, but
anyways
we love you guys all
really
so much.
Enjoyed or, like, took something away from this this episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you're getting your podcast from.
Yeah.
Leave us a review, but only if it's 5 stars. we don't want any of the other ones. No, you can leave those too, but
let us know what you think. You should
leave a 5-star review. Yeah.
It helps the podcast grow.
Yeah. It pushes us out to more people. Yeah. But
and if you feel like this maybe didn't really I don't want to say impact you, but if this is something that maybe you didn't really need to hear, but you know someone who did need to hear this, please
share it,
send it. And
yeah. Hey, yeah. If you're driving somewhere, you should like pull over and send our episode to someone who mm-hmm. needs to hear it. Or just you're either doing like one of three things. You're like cleaning, you're driving, mm-hmm. or you're just kind of,
or you're on a walk. Maybe you're on a walk.
Maybe you are. Or you're just doing some anonymous task. If you're not driving and like, you know, otherwise occupied, you should just take a minute and multitask for a second.
Pray about it.
Yeah.
Ask God who he wants you to send this to.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Practice your
immediate discipleship.
All in Christianity. Practice your
amen.
Talking to God, and he will speak to you if you ask and you seek him.
Yes.
So
he shall. All right. Well, we love you guys so, so much. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope that it spoke to you. Stay tuned for next week's episode, and we will see you then.
Bye.